Exclusive, former Judiciary Senate aide Garrett Ventry, David Weiss is compromised. By Wendell Hasebo on August 14, 2023. Former top Senate Judiciary Committee aide Garrett Ventry told Breitbart News that newly appointed special counsel David Weiss is compromised by the sweetheart plea deal he tried to give Hunter Biden. Attorney General Merrick Garland appointed Weiss special prosecutor on Friday after years of investigating the president's son for tax and gun violations as the U.S. Attorney for the District of Delaware. The appointment came on the same day prosecutors said they expected the case against Hunter Biden to go to trial, indicating they wanted to try the case elsewhere, outside Delaware and away from Judge Mary Ellen Norica. Last month, Hunter Biden's and Weiss's irregular plea deal broke down upon legal scrutiny from Judge Norica. Weiss should never have been appointed as special counsel, Ventry told Breitbart News. He's compromised. Ventry, former U.S. House Chief of Staff and U.S. Senate spokesperson who advised members of Congress, Supreme Court nominees, and top corporations on communications strategy and public policy, said Weiss is compromised because he tried to give Hunter Biden blanket immunity from potential future charges. I think why they, the DOJ, wanted Weiss as special counsel is because they are controlling Weiss, Ventry said. He gave Hunter Biden two sweetheart deals. Not only did he try to give him a backdoor pardon and blanket immunity, they tried to give him zero jail time, no jail time for hundreds of thousands of tax fraud and illegal possession of a firearm. He's proven to be someone who will protect the Biden family at all costs, he said. I think that's why they pick him. Two Democrat senators from Delaware, Tom Carper, DITA, and Chris Coons, DITA, handpicked Weiss for the position of U.S. Attorney for the District of Delaware through the process of a blue slip, Ventry explained. A blue slip essentially gives home state senators the ability to pick U.S. attorneys for slots in their respective states. Weiss is handpicked, essentially like a rubber stamp from the two Democrat senators from Delaware who are very close to Joe Biden, Ventry said. It defeats this whole Democrat talking point that Trump advocated for U.S. Attorney Weiss, when these Democrat senators have a veto, he said. They can hold up a confirmation, saying, nope, we're not returning blue slips on this nominee. Related, IRS whistleblower, Weiss is not independent, and he'll give Hunter preferential treatment again. Ventry argued that Weiss's appointment as special counsel is just one more example of a double system of justice. He drew a contrast between the DOJ's treatment of former President Donald Trump and the infamous misconduct of Democrats. It's this clear double standard of justice, he said. It's particularly skewed, it seems, towards Trump and conservatives. If your name is Biden or Clinton, you're fine. Joe Biden has documents from the time as a senator and vice president. He's not supposed to have those. He has them illegally stored in his garage. Nothing happens. And we haven't even heard from that special counsel. When was the last time you heard of the special counsel? He questioned. Trump has them as the president and is allowed to declassify them and store records under the Presidential Records Act, and he gets indicted. Hillary Clinton has a private email server. And the Obama DOJ gets her a pass, Ventry said. This is clear, a double standard of justice you're seeing played out. And they're doing it at every turn, he said. Related, Marsha Blackburn grills FBI deputy director on two tiers of justice between Trump and Biden. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter at Wendell Hasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.